This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Habiba Malik from India. Can you list the name of reliable scholars who you turn to for fiqh issues so that we also turn to them for our fiqh issues? This is a very big question. The answer can go on for us together. I will try and answer in short, because which scholars do I turn to for my fiqh issues? You know, scholars are divided into classical scholars, the medieval scholars, the contemporary, the pre-modern, the modern, you know. As far as the beloved Prophet ﷺ said, we look our Sharia is based on the Quran and Sahih Hadith, on Allah and the guidance of the Prophet ﷺ. And a Prophet said, the best generation is my generation, then the next generation, then the next generation. So after the Prophet, the best are the Sahabas, then are the Tabain, then are the Tabi Tabain. So when you look for any Dalil, number one is Quran, then the life of the Prophet, after that is the Sahaba, then Tabain, then Tabi Tabain. So, but naturally, the best scholars for fiqh are the Sahaba. Khulafa Rashidin, the Sahaba. Then would be Tabain, then would be Tabi Tabain. So when you look at what was their opinion, and there were differences in opinion among the Sahabas. And then we see the Sahaba, then we see which some Sahabas were specialized more in the Quran, some in other aspects, some in Mirat, different. So based on that, number one are the Sahabas, Khulafa Rashidin, the Sahabas. After Allah and the Rasul, with the Khulafa Rashidin, then would be the Sahabas. Then Tabain, Tabi Tabain. Then you have the classical scholars that are there. You have the four Imams, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, Imam Shafi, Imam Hanbal, Ahmad ibn Hanbal. May Allah have mercy on all of them. There were many Imams, 50, hundreds of Imams were there at that time. But these four, they were, their students, mashallah, were able to spread the teachings more. These four were the top Imams. There were other top Imams also, but maybe the student didn't promote the teaching so much. So these were the top four Imams that we have. And all of them, mashallah, I love them, I respect them, I refer to them. Then we have the Muhaddisin. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal was a Muhaddis, Imam Malik was there. But then we have, you know, Imam Bukhari, we have Imam Muslim, then Abu Dawud, then Tirmidhi, then Nasai, Ibn Majah, all these, they were scholars. And I look up to them and then I check. Then we have the Mufassirin, Ibn Kathir, then we have Tabari, then we have Qurtubi, and the list is long. Therefore, I said the answer is very, can't give a short answer. So then we have the classicals, then we have Sahaba, then we have the classical scholars we have. Their level is different. Then we have Ibn Hajar, who wrote the Shara of the Bukhari. Many. Then we have you can keep on naming, but these are the ones that I can recollect now. Then we have the medieval scholars, you know, a few centuries later. Then we have Ibn Taymiyyah. Then we have Imam An-Nawawi. Then we have, after a few hundred years, we have Ibn Taymiyyah, mashallah, a great scholar. Then Imam Ibn Jawzi, several. Then coming down the line, we have the recent scholars. You call them contemporary scholars, or you call them the modern scholars. I have divided this into two levels, in two parts. One, which were the few decades earlier and are not living any longer, and one which are living. In between, there are many other scholars I did not name, but what I could recollect. In those scholars, in the recent few decades, but are not living, I appreciate and I don't look forward is the Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, the Sheikh Nasruddin Albani, Sheikh Ibn Baz. And unfortunately, these three great scholars of our time, you know, when we started doing Dawah earlier, they expired within a few years, a span of few years, in the late 90s or the early 2000s. And after that, at that time, that I believe one of the best scholars living that time was Abdullah ibn Jibreen, Sheikh Abdullah ibn Jibreen. Again, he's from Riyadh, and I met him several times. And whenever I had any problems, I had to go to him and look forward to his reply. At that time, he was one of the best living scholars. And Allah also lifted him, mashallah, And may Allah grant Jannah to all these scholars who I have mentioned. May Allah's mercy be on all of them. Rahimullah. Now that we have among the scholars, really frankly now, we have very few handful of scholars who we can really call them scholars. Scholars are many, but we really can, you know, the level of fiqh and the level of intelligence and the way to reply and to analyze. According to me, one of the best scholars today living, or two best scholars, one would be Sheikh Muhammad Hassan Addadu. He's from Mauritania, but since the past few years he's living in Turkey, in Istanbul, and I've been meeting him for several years. Alhamdulillah, the last I met him was at the KL summit, and before that when I was in Turkey. He is one of the best living Islamic scholars in the world, as well as Sheikh Abdulaziz Al-Turaifi. And the other one that I can think of and I can name is Sheikh Muhammad Salim Munajjid. And all these scholars, every year, mashallah, I meet them many times. For the last several years, I've been meeting them. Except, you know, now some of them are in custody. So since the last couple of years that they have been in custody, I could not meet some of them. So these that I can think of today are the top scholars and who I refer to. But you have to realize that there are different specialties. For example, there's a specialty of Islamic finance. In Islamic finance, previously, I know, I used to discuss with Dr. Umar Chapra. He's an Indian, then became a Saudi. And Dr. Siddiqui, he's from India again. And they were very well learned in Islamic finance. And the one that I gained the maximum knowledge as far as Islamic finance is concerned is Dr. Hamid Hassan. He's an Egyptian, he's yet alive, but very old, may Allah give him health. And later on, he spent many years in Pakistan, and he was the founder of the Islamic University in Islamabad in Pakistan. And he was the one who made the university, he was the rector for many years. I think he spent 19 years there, if I'm not mistaken. Then he shifted to Dubai, and he is, mashallah, according to me, the father of Islamic banking. He was the chairman of more than 20 Islamic banks. He has converted many conventional banks to Islamic bank. And the maximum knowledge that I gained when I sat with him for hours together, we also invited him to Bombay for the Islamic Peace Conference, I think in 2007 or 2009, I don't remember. So in terms of Islamic finance knowledge, one of the best scholars today living is Dr. Hamid Hussain Hassan. And the other one is Mufti Taqi Usmani. MashaAllah, Maulana Mufti Taqi Usmani is also a great scholar. These two scholars are one of the highest in the field of Islamic finance. He's from Pakistan, and I met him a couple of times when he came to Malaysia. MashaAllah, he has great knowledge. And what we find that in finance, the Hanafi fuqaha, the Hanafi scholars have done more advanced research on Islamic finance as compared to others. So each one has its speciality. So in finance, but natural, I would believe more in Mufti Taqi Usmani or Dr. Hamid Hussain Hassan than Sheikh Dadu, because that is their speciality. Each field, like in Loga, according to me, one of the best person, according to me, is Dr. Fahab Darheem. Dr. Fahab Darheem, originally an Indian, then shifted to Saudi Arabia, and he was the head of the Loga department in the starting, when Loga department for non-Arab started in the Islamic University of Medina. And when I tried to find which is the best teacher I can learn with, someone told me it is Fahab Darheem. I said, how will this person give me time? So I went there, and I was shocked. He said, you know, I was there, the lecture you gave a few weeks back in Medina, I was there sitting in the first row. So mashallah, he agreed to give me 5 hours every day, and we were supposed to spend 6 months. So that's the time I took out my Akama, my Saudi resident permit, in the year 1997. And unfortunately, I could spend hardly about three and a half weeks with him. There was an important issue in India, I had to go back. So for 3 weeks, mashallah, I sat with him 5 hours a day, immediately after the Zohar Salah, up to the end of Maghrib, just before Maghrib. Spent about 4 or 5 hours every day, and there I learned he was one of my first few teachers, mashallah. And the knowledge he knows about 70 to 20 languages. The fluency he has, mashallah. And then the other person I studied who's also great in the hadith is Dr. Ziaur Rahman Azmi. Dr. Ziaur Rahman Azmi again is an Indian. You'll be shocked to know he was a Hindu. Then he migrated to Saudi Arabia. He did his master's, he did bachelor's, master's, PhD, became the dean of the hadith department in Islamic University of Medina, and I used to sit with him twice a week, and my basis of hadith, I learned from him, mashallah. He's a great scholar, and he has compiled, after he retired, in the past, he spent about 18 years in compiling all the Sahih Hadith in one volume. And that was my desire when I used to speak in lectures, the Quran and Sahih Hadith. Now, where is the Sahih Hadith? You have Bukhari, Muslim, but that's not all. So what he did, he spent about 15 to 20 years and compiled all the Sahih Hadith in one volume and called it Jami Kamil. And that's printed in 12 volumes. There's a Mukhtasar version of it, which is in 5 volumes, and we are translating it into English. And you know, when I say Quran and Islam, all, even if not 100%, you can easily claim that more than 95% of the Sahih Hadith are there. And then this Hadith is also then Bukhari, chapter number so and so, volume number so and so, also then Muslim, also then Abu Dawud. So all the Sahih Hadith you can find in that. So there are other scholars in the field of science, is there, like Dr. Musleh, he specialized in science. Then you have Abdul Majid Asindani in science. So there are various, in terms of fiqh issues, as I told you, that there are many scholars, there are other scholars also. There are many, like Sheikh Saad Nasir Shetri, he's also a great scholar. But the one that I really appreciate amongst all of them is Sheikh Muhammad Hassan Abdadu, Sheikh Abdulaziz Tarifi, and Sheikh Muhammad Saleh Al-Munajjid. And what Sheikh Muhammad Saleh Al-Munajjid has done, that mashallah, he has his own website, Islam Q&A, which is the most popular Islamic website in the world and most popular site for fatwa. If you have any questions, the best answer you can get is go to Islam Q&A. It's in 14 languages. Hope this answer is in short. It's a very short answer. You can elaborate for us together on this.